event that triggered this work was the death of Robert Schumann in 1856. Schumann, who had been the closest thing, I guess, to a surrogate father that Brahms had, and certainly a composer to whom he looked up with the greatest admiration, Schumann, who had discovered Brahms, and the sense that he had been deprived of a friend and of a guide, weighed very heavily on Brahms, and it produced powerful, emotional music that comes out in the second movement of this Requiem, which was actually the grain of sand around which the whole pearl formed. And this very dark, gloomy saraband became the second movement of the Requiem. Denn alles Fleisch, es ist wie Gras, then all flesh is as grass. And you get the sense of the weight of death and of mourning and of loss that is behind this music.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. And you hear that weight that you're talking about, Ted, not only in the text, but in the music. There's almost a heavy foot tread there in that excerpt.
This is funeral music. This is like a funeral march with that insistent pulse in the timpani. It's that darkness that is so striking about this music. This comes to us from Otto Klemperer and the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus. The soloists here, Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, you couldn't ask for a better lineup. And the chorus had been painstakingly trained since 1957 by a German chorus master, Wilhelm Pitz. And you can hear the results of that in this performance as well. This is the best German chorus in the world in 1961, bar none.
In London.
Yeah, well, certainly. And it's in London. That's the amazing thing. And it was such an extraordinary constellation of talent that was assembled for this recording.
Well, after six movements, we come in the arc of the German Requiem to the final movement. And Ted, what are we just about to hear?
Well, this is where Brahms really gets to the payoff. This is a work not about judgment and not about the pains of death and of damnation. This is a work that's really intended for those who are left behind. It's about mourning, it's about loss, and it's about pulling oneself together and getting through it. And in this final movement, Selig sind die Toten, blessed are the dead, the sense of a kind of acceptance of death, resignation is very, very powerful, and we're in an almost pastoral vein. This is, for me, one of the most beautiful movements in all of Brahms, this concluding movement of the German Requiem, in which his message comes very much home, that death is something that we must resign ourselves to and be comforted in some way by that acceptance.